Mark Salton mit Beautiful Girl bei Flux FM. Und der kanadische Künstler ist jetzt live bei uns im Studio. Heute Abend spielt er für euch auf im Bassi. Eigentlich müsst ihr alles verstehen, denn er lebt ja zurzeit in Deutschland und hört ja auch die ganze Zeit die deutsche Sprache. Verstehst du, was ich sage, Mark?
Ein bisschen, ja.
Siehst du? Es freut mich sehr, dass du da bist. I'm really happy to have you here. Danke. Today you're playing at a day, a very important day for the German football fans.
Yes, I'm excited for you and your countrymen, and I hope you do very well. But for me, it's of no consequence. I don't care. I'm just going to play music tonight.
That's so. Okay. That's yeah. Okay. Just pull this thing more down.
So exactly in the. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm on the bottom. Oh my God. Yeah. Why am I on the bottom?
We want to hear your beautiful voice. So I thought the instrument that you were involved at first were the drums. Now you're standing here with the guitar.
Well, I'm a very versatile person. No, I can play a lot of instruments. And when I do my own stuff, which you just heard there, it's I play guitar and drums, and I sing, and I play bass on some stuff, and some other stuff.
Yeah.
So depends what project I'm doing.
How many projects do you have?
I have a bunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a few of them.
You go under many names. For example, Barbecue.
Yeah. Which was an early name. See, so if you were to look, if somebody was to look at my personal history, which is never a good thing, you would notice that I've used probably 30 names in the course of my musical journey. And that was mostly because I lived in Canada. I'm from Canada. And going to the United States, I had many problems. I still do. And I was like, well, this is before like internet was really an issue. So I'd be like, okay, my name. So I'd have all these different names. So if they tried to look into it, and you couldn't really see anything.
So they would have arrested you if they had known that you were Mark Salton or what?
Well, that's not even my real name. See, I have an actual.
Is that so?
Yeah. And so this has been going on a very long time until finally the American government caught up with me and I had to all this stuff and yeah.
Did you just make that up or is that true?
It's up to you to decide.
Great. Und wenn man ihn auf der Bühne sieht, dann sitzt er da ja barfuß zum Beispiel, hat um den Fuß eine Rassel und vor ihm steht der Bassdrum oder hat noch die Gitarre in der Hand und ist immer so eine Art One-Man-Show. Are you always a One-Man-Show besides playing with, for example, Crazy King Khan?
Well, even in that band started because I was doing a one-man band and then he was also doing a one-man band at the time. And I used to come visit him in Kassel and then we put our one-man bands together at the time. And
in Kassel or in his castle?
In his castle, in Kassel. and then we just combined two one-man bands and then that became that band. But I mean, I played drums in bands. I've played guitar in bands. I've just been a singer in some bands. And
But you're from wonderful Montreal. What are you doing here in Berlin?
I'm married to a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic woman. And I love her and decided that here would be best. I'm an easygoing guy. And my life, I'm a musician, so I can live anywhere as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I love Germany. I've always... for some reason, I always wanted to come to Germany. Even when I was a child, I had like a German-English dictionary and stuff. I have no idea why. I knew that Furz. I knew that word when I was very young.
Sorry, which word?
I think it's fart. I think I'm not
fart.
Sure.
Furz. Yeah. Furz.
Yeah. So I was really into that word when I was a kid. I thought it was cool. and then, we were living in Canada and it's great. And everybody thinks highly of it on some level sometimes. Or most people do think it might be a great place, but it's not as... Especially now, there's a lot of conservative, weird stuff, and it just made sense to come here. And so, yeah.
Do you know many Canadian artists here in Berlin?
No, I'm not one of those guys. It's like I've traveled the world, and there's always like Canadian. Like, say you go to Cambodia, and it's like Canadian people want to hang out with Canadian people.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
Yes, I see.
You know what I mean?
Why not? Mark Salton will play a song for you, ladies and gentlemen. But first, we're going to listen to another one of
you. This is another one.
I'll Be Loving You. Tell us a little bit about it. Sounds wonderful.
Actually, so this song. This is the original version of this song, but then me and King Khan re-recorded it. I wasn't going to put this version out, and then it came out, but then this, who cares? But anyways, it's a song about it's a kind of a 60s R&B sounding thing, and I wrote it just to, so people could kiss and dance, basically.
Right,
yeah.
So let's listen to it. Yeah. Mark Salton, heute Abend im Bassi. I put on my petticoat.
Ooh.
That was nice. Mark Salton, I'll Be Loving You. Heute Abend spielt auf im Bassi. You'll be all alone on stage?
Well, there'd be many, many spirits with me and perhaps some smells.
Ah, c'est très bien.
Merci, merci.
Ah, très bien, denn er kommt ja aus Montreal, da muss er ja Französisch sprechen. Heute machen wir die Franzosen fertig. Na, fertig. Yeah. But you're not interested in football, so we're not going to talk about this. You once said, I don't believe in practice.
I don't. I still don't. I like sounding like I do and not pretending to... Now, this is weird. If you're an accomplished musician and probably a lot more popular than I care to be, you do have to practice in order to make people happy because people want to hear stuff that's very, very intact.
No excellence can be acquired without constant practice.
See, that's like a piano teacher would tell you that. But that would mean you're probably covering Mozart or something. Mm-hmm. But if you're writing your own stuff and if it is to you some form of art, the idea of perfection to me, it ruins the idea. You know, like if I just want to do something spontaneously, I should be able to. And practice might make my sound change in such a way that I don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I don't practice.
Also üben macht unglaublich viel kaputt. Did you ever practice back?
Well, I had to practice, I guess, as far as like just trying to learn how to make a song. Yeah. Like if I don't know how to play guitar still. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make solos. So I don't know all that stuff. When I drum, it's very simple. I can sing, but I never practiced. It's more like I really enjoy certain singers and I just, it, you know, a good song for anybody makes your heart swell and your, maybe you get like bumps on your skin yes. and your hair goes, woo, you know? Ooh. So I just want to be able to do that also. So, yeah.
Also Mark würde sich freuen, wenn man nach einem seiner Songs sagt, dieser Song geht unter die Haut, dieser Song macht Gänsehaut, Goosebumps, Gänsehaut. You should know
Gänsehaut,
this word
yeah.
when you live, you know?
Yeah, I do know it. I was shy.
Und er sagt auch, er hält gar nichts vom Üben. Also natürlich hat er sich die Grundkenntnisse angeeignet, was das Gitarrespielen und Schlagzeugspielen und so angeht. Aber er kann jetzt kein Solo oder so spielen. Da steht er auch gar nicht drauf. Und es würde auch seine Idee von Musik total kaputt machen, wenn er jetzt das bis zum Exzess total austingeln und üben würde und dann genau wüsste, wie jetzt genau alles laufen soll. Marc legt einfach los und dann passt das für ihn schon. Und das lieben seine Fans ja auch so an ihm. Heute Abend wird er im Bassi aufspielen und hat schon die Gitarre in der Hand, um euch einen kleinen Vorgeschmack zu geben. What are we going to listen to right now?
I'm going to try and play, excuse me.
Mahlzeit.
Wow. A slow, really slow song. So if somebody's driving their car right now and they're in traffic and they're with their man or woman, they can kiss them.
That's nice. Yeah. Maybe you can introduce this song also in French. I love your French accent.
Alors, en québécois, je vais dire là, que cette chanson-là s'appelle I Am The End. That was my Quebec accent for you.
Thank you.
No problem. Here we go. Baby, been too long. Tell me one, then you run. These days I've been laid low, fanning flames, wondering why you. There to tear the sky away, leave me flat. But if you were here today, in my arms, I'd know what to say. Well, you know, yeah, you know, all the madness in my soul. I can't go on, I can't go on. I am the end, yes, I am the end. You pain become my autogram. Hit a wall, searching for you. today, but I don't know. It's all I can do. Well, you know, yeah, you know, all the madness in my soul, I can't go on, I can't go on, I am the end, yes, I am the end. I was going to play guitar, but I was in the wrong tuning, so I'm sorry
well,
about that.
Well, your instrument, the voice, just works out fine.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. That sounded nice.
Thanks.
Und das klingt sehr vielversprechend für heute Abend. Schön nach dem Spiel. So you're going to be on stage when? What do you think? In the bussy?
After 9 sometimes. My guess would be maybe 10 or 11, but I have no idea. I don't want to say something too late or too early. I just want you guys to come and have fun with me and bring your man or woman and just dance and stuff. Drink.
Sehr gut. Und wir wollen euch gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen. 030 für Berlin 2000, 9000. 030 für Berlin 2000, 9000. Heute Abend im Bussy den tollen kanadischen Musiker Mark Sultan kennenlernen und einen schönen Abend haben, vielleicht ja sogar noch nach einem erfolgreichen Spiel, falls das für den einen oder anderen auf dem Plan stehen sollte. Thank you very much.
Dankeschön. Tschüss.
Tschüss und wir hören Electric Youth bei Flux FM.